At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's happening today in Creighton with Shin Daddy, Bill?
Supporting grapes.
Whoa.
Supporting grapes.
Grapes.
It's Wine Wednesday.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Wine Wednesday, so Shin Daddy's having a wine tasting the entire day in the lobby of Nebraska Wines.
I'll be done.
Nebraska Wines.
So I like that.
You'll have your Merlot. You'll have your Chardonnay.
What else?
What's that?
Can you name a bunch of wines?
I can name a bunch.
Keep going.
A Riesling.
Nice.
You want a Riesling in there like that?
You're cultured.
A Cab.
You're cultured.
Yeah, Cabernet. Yep.
A Cab.
Cabernet. Yeah. Sauvignon.
Yeah. If you're ever going to have wine, just give me the house cab.
Okay, now I learn
That's
a lot from you.
Just get the house cab.
When somebody asks, just say, I'll just take the house cab.
Just take the house
cab. B.
Cab. C-A-B. Just give me the house cab. And they're like, okay, they'll have a good one for you. There's a rosé.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Grigio.
Rosé is big, yes.
I wouldn't even know what to say if I was sitting at Prime 47 in downtown Indy and they said, what kind of wine would you want? Red?
You say, just house cab.
You say red?
Red.
I like the red one.
Would that be okay?
You could say just a house red.
House red.
House red. Yeah,
they would ask you dry or sweet on that, probably.
I'd go dry.
Okay, smart.
Okay, yeah. So Shindy today.
Shin Daddy has that, yes.
It's a wine tasting throughout the day. Does it begin at 8 a.m.?
8:44.
Okay, yeah, interesting.
Early. 8:44, so you can get some wine. All the samples are all set out.
You can be wine drunk before noon.
Before noon. Careful, we get a bad headache.
Yeah. What spurred this? Is there anything in particular?
He's always very cultured. He's into the fine arts and fine things of life, but he doesn't want to flaunt it.
He doesn't?
No, he doesn't like that at all.
Regular Joe. Yeah,
regular guy, yes.
Common man.
Yes. One of the things I've enjoyed, one of my best friends, Brett Wall, has a winery. Brett was my neighbor, and he has a vineyard in Oregon. And he works for Medtronic, so he makes a ton of cash.
He has his own vineyard.
Yeah, he has bales of money sitting around his house. That's incredible. He's super nice. So when he always has this wine. His wine's incredible. But I always tell him, I go, boy, I tell you, getting those nice Chardonnays. I said, you mix that up, put it over some ice, and mix some 7-Up in there. Get a nice spritzer. He just loses his mind. You can't mix our wine with 7-Up.
I can see him getting pissed about it.
People do that.
No, that used to be a thing. White wine spritzer.
Is that right?
That was a common. You could get that was a drink that was back in the 70s. You might get that. I'll give me a white wine spritzer. Yeah, so it'd just be white wine with a little bit of splash of 7-Up.
Texter is curious, Bill, if there's any chance of looping today at all from the wine.
What's that?
Any looping?
The kids are not getting the wine. You've got to
say no on that.
Say
no.
Adult looping.
Adult looping. Yes, they will swing by the any sort of assisted living. Steve is. Okay. Yeah, he's going to loop. There we go. He will loop the assisted living people down first, and they'll do some shots of
wine.
That's a good idea. And head back to the home.
Yeah, I hope that he does get the older generation involved.
Yes.
Steve, I would counsel you, don't forget about the people in the home.
Yes. And you have to counsel them very hard because me and Steve are saying that we're not that far away.
Right.
That'd be fun.
I think about it all the time.
I hope sometime I'm in an old breaker stops by to see me.
Right.
I'll be in there playing checkers or something. Someone just watches in, asshole, into the home.
That would be nice if that happened.
That would be great. I would love to see that happen.
We're starting to think about those days.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Thanks to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring hour two of Early Break. We played Tony White audio in the first hour, Nebraska's defensive coordinator.
Yes.
We have not heard from Marcus Satterfield, who spoke yesterday. And he was speaking about a variety of things. But how about the running game? He was asked the question, what's the challenge of designing a run game without a running quarterback? Mm. Here's Marcus Satterfield on that from yesterday.
You just try to be creative. You know, sometimes you run it when you should throw it. You throw it and you should run it. Try to keep teams off balance. You know, you can always find, based on who you're playing, you can always find different angles by formations and motions and alignments. And then there's times you got to get the ball in the perimeter in unique ways like we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Okay, Jake, what struck you about those comments?
Well, it's, again, we have not seen for quite some time an offense in Nebraska that does not have a running quarterback. It's been pretty much, again, Tanner Lee, the last guy really that in 2017 is the last time you didn't have a running quarterback.
Right.
Nebraska last year, one of their best plays was Harburg, just, you know, if the play broke down, running, getting a first down or getting some positive yardage.
What people are concerned about is that Nebraska ranks just 86th nationally in average rushing yards per game. 86th nationally. The way the narrative during the offseason was we thought it'd maybe be a little or a lot better than that.
You had returning running backs.
Yes.
You had a new addition and returning running backs. And then you had a veteran. I mean, the number of starts up front was a lot. And then you had veteran tight ends.
Right. So you thought just the running back running game would be more effective than it's been. It's fine to say that. They're 86 nationally. That's not where you want to be.
No, it's not.
It's a worthwhile discussion, if only because Rhule has said many times he wants to have a pounding running game and run play action off of it. So they haven't had not exactly what they want. They are averaging 4.28 yards per attempt. Not disastrous, but not where you want it. 78th nationally. I think they're just not winning the line of scrimmage often enough, and maybe not nearly often enough. Do you see them winning the line of scrimmage often?
Not enough.
Not
once in a while, yes, obviously, but not enough.
And what does Bill winning the line of scrimmage? You could come at me like how do you know if they're winning? Well, you can see from the press box when Nebraska is rolling in those years when they were really rolling in the ground. You could see the line of scrimmage move. And you could also, it didn't matter how many were in the box. You know, it's always in the press box. Guys are saying, well, they can't run because there's so many guys in the box. And I say, well, you know what? If a good team wants to run, they're going to run. I don't care if there's 10 in the box. They're going to run.
That which is accurate. Like I said, when you go back to great years at Nebraska.
Which is accurate.
That you ran against that. Because if not, what would happen would be they would just line up. And this isn't like something extreme when you say you're plus one in the box. That's a just normal alignment defense. And if you said, well, we're plus one, so we're not going to run it, that means you'd have to throw it almost every down.
Right.
Because of that. I'm just telling you how the numbers, how it works.
I got you.
So people run the football against. Like I said, I guarantee you that when Purdue gave up so many rushing yards to Notre Dame and to Oregon State, I guarantee you they weren't in cover two. They weren't sitting like, oh, well, we're just going to play cover two and hope for the best. No, they were plus one in the box. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is also, I mean, we pointed out that your best plays the last game were to Ja'Cory Barney, a receiver that had jet sweeps.
On the sweeps.
You can't always count on that working because teams will figure that out at some point. They should at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now the good news in this conversation is Nebraska does have a versatile offense. It's versatile. And Dylan gives you a chance to move the ball. You're not all if you're not running it well, it doesn't mean you just shut the whole thing down. They're still very dangerous because of Dylan and because of the number of weapons they have. I'm not saying it's LSU when you were there, but it's good. It's pretty good.
Absolutely.
I always do this, Bill. I put myself in the shoes of a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator. In this case, a defensive coordinator. It would be not easy to deal with Nebraska right now because of the quarterback, because of Banks, because of Nayor, because of Fedoni, because of Ja'Cory Barney, because of Jalen Lloyd, because of Carter Nelson. Now, all those guys are threats. I mean, pretty major threats. There's some serious speed when you talk about Nayor, Ja'Cory Barney, and Jalen Lloyd. All serious speed guys. So they have a lot. You just wish there was more running back production. But we'll see if that...
It helps set up play action pass. It also helps move chains and clock movement also. Anytime you're controlling the clock, the narrative of the clock is always very important. That when you hear about some drives that go on where you just go, wow, they just went on a drive. That was an 8-9 minute drive. That is
Purdue out of the halftime locker room went on an 8-minute drive.
Yeah, that's gut-wrenching. Field goal. That's gut-wrenching to you. It really is. Northern Iowa had a couple
10-minute drive.
Yeah, the drives of the, so that is you can really control the narrative of what's going on when you have controlled first down.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Okay, how weird does it feel to be called someone's fiancé? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters. And before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy the moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible, and with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
It's really hard, though. What's really hard to do, like everyone talks about, is just 12, 14 play drives? Brutal. You're going to jump off sides. You're going to have a negative play. You're going to have something. You're going to get yourself off track.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to recover. If you always think, hey, what we're going to do, we're going to just have about 6-14 play drives. That just doesn't happen.
Hard to do.
You've got to get chunks of yardage.
You guys have noticed, though, Nebraska, interestingly, when they're behind the sticks, if it's third and long, now they're still – it's absolutely viable with
viable,
Dylan.
Absolutely.
It's viable with Dylan and those receivers. If you just give him a little time – I mean, he layers throws really well. Have you noticed that? I mean, he
layers. Thank you, Steve.
He does. He can find a receiver, layer it over a linebacker, safety, and get it in there. He gives you a shot on third down, like we haven't seen in Nebraska in a long time.
Right. It'll be interesting on Saturday because like I said, a couple years ago,
making fun of me.
They pressured, they being Rutgers, like crazy.
Okay, a couple years ago?
Yes.
Piscataway?
Yeah, because Casey Thompson almost had to go home in a private plane. I mean, he got crushed.
He got absolutely crushed.
Amazing.
He got sandwiched.
If we don't get the interception off the zone pressure, we gave him the ball at the 20. We threw the touchdown pass the next play.
Was that Farmer that got the pick?
Farmer got it. Yeah, it's off a corner blitz.
Miles Farmer.
But they right at that juncture right there, we hadn't been able to move the ball at all.
No. But you would say that their Rutgers defense isn't as good as that one.
Not even close. And they're also much
They're
also much more vanilla. When you watch them play, they were much more in just, hey, this is 4-3 quarters. This is this look. They were much more aggressive. And he must not trust the back end as much is what I would
Same defensive coordinator?
What's that? Yes. Same coordinator. And obviously, trust me, Shiano's basically the coordinator. He's a special teams coordinator. Shiano's a defensive guy. You know, when he was at Ohio State, he was the defensive coordinator. So he's not walking away from it. Like, oh, yeah, what's going on defense? You guys, hey, whatever. Good luck with you guys. No, he's in that meeting room
every day. But you're saying their Rutgers is not as good defensively 2 years ago, and they are not as complex.
No, they're not.
Either one.
Okay. No, not as complex.
That's good.
I do think that they do run the ball better. And they had a little bit more dynamic at quarterback, but not a lot. They were not a juggernaut whatsoever on offense.
No.
They're better on offense now than 2 years ago.
What I remember about that game more than anything, and not just as it applies to Casey Thompson, it was a vicious hitting game.
Yeah, both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Nebraska got out muscled.
Anthony Grant knocked one of their defenders.
He did.
Knocked him completely cold on their side. They knocked him out. Paused the game for like 5 minutes. He came on the sideline.
It was a
collision of all collisions.
It was a vicious hitting game. It was. I mean,
when the game was over, it was like there was a lot of like it was both sides just beat up. That was the true example of a rock fight.
Yep,
that was a true rock fight.
It was a 14-13. It was a good win for Nebraska.
I ask in terms of Rutgers this year. They had Gavin Wimsett at quarterback the last couple of years. Now it's Ethan Calic-Manis at quarterback. Are they better at that spot now, or were they better at that spot last year?
I would say last year.
Really? Wimsett couldn't throw it at all.
Yeah, but Wimsett could at least run. He was more of a viable runner.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They have no run game right now.
With the quarterback.
So what you can do against a team like this is off your ends if I'm looking at it, I'd say, okay, let's just see how many times the quarterback will pull it and make him run it. And I'm going to bend my ends, and I'm going to tackle the best running back in the Big Ten. Not the best running, but the most productive running back in the Big Ten.
You want the quarterback to run?
Make the quarterback run it. Make him run it. Say, okay, you're going to carry it 14 times. And then you can, if you're a one-high team, you can play it with the safety cheated to the side of the quarterback. So if he keeps it, the safety can then he can go and get him on the ground for a 4 or 5 yard gain or whatever.
And that's 14 times the ball doesn't go to the mana guy.
Yeah. And so eventually they'll just hand it off. They'll just hand it off because they're like that. This is not we don't want our quarterback carrying the ball.
Do you know how much we're benefiting from Bill Bush right now?
So you can do some things that way.
I get the chills. Yeah. We didn't have these discussions.
Do you have goosebumps?
Maybe you just have a fever.
We call the doctor?
You might have COVID.
Just unhealthy.
I get the chills because of Bill. No, I'm just unhealthy.
It's not right.
Got a fever.
That stuff's interesting. Dare Ethan Calic-Manis to run. Is that how you say it?
Calic-Manis.
Yeah. Calic-Manis. Make him run.
He ran, I believe, one time at a clutch time against Washington for -2 yards. And they were somewhat – it was into a pressure, so they had numbers to defend it. But that's why you look at it.
Bill, I just think Nebraska should win this game. If they don't just hand it to Rutgers in various ways, they should. If they play a good game, solid game, that it's not mistake marred, I think Nebraska should win the game.
If you compare some things to the Illinois game, what's the big difference? Altmyer is way
Luke
better.
Is Altmyer way better than Ethan? He was, say his name,
Calic-Manis.
I think he was 22 for 27 with like 3 drops against Nebraska.
He was really good.
I mean,
that Friday night
and tell you what, he wasn't bad against Penn State. He didn't have any time, but I'm just telling you, Altmyer is way better. Not even close. Not even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Calic-Manis' running stats over the past 3 years. Again, some of these would be affected by sacks, but so far, 20 attempts for 67 yards this year. Long of 16 at Rutgers. At Minnesota, 74 carries, 94 yards. two touchdowns last year, along with 23, and the same for the previous year. He had 34 carries for 140 in 2022 for along with 23 and one touchdown.
Okay.
This year, he's got seven touchdowns and one pick passing on 761
His numbers
yards.
Aren't terrible. He just doesn't throw it downfield. So, and they're not, they're not as gifted at receivers, Illinois, either.
No, not even close.
No, they're not.
They are more gifted at running back.
Yes.
They are more gifted at running back.
100. But, and you know what? Their backup running back's good. I think his name is Samuel Brown.
He had a nice touchdown run in it. He's a walk-on, they said. He had a nice touchdown run, kind of gashed him. And like I said, Washington has to be furious. They should have won the game by two touchdowns.
They out-yarded them by 200-plus. Yep.
On the road.
They
flew from one. That's a long flight. Seattle to Piscataway.
Rutgers had 115 yards passing in the win against Washington. Monty Guy had 25 carries for 132. Samuel Brown, as you mentioned, sit five carries, 44 yards, and a touchdown, along with 37.
He busted Brown's out. He had about it all happened on one play. He had about a 25-yard, maybe 30-yard touchdown run where he broke out.
Samuel Brown can run. That's good.
It's like option football. They're just going to keep running and doing what they do, and they're waiting for you to make a mistake. That's what they're doing. They're going to be like, okay, and they're going to wait for you to make a mistake. But they don't have options. And also, if they get behind, they're really in a pickle. Really, really, really in a pickle. But they're just trying to keep it close. Yep. They're trying to keep it close to the fourth quarter.
Dylan, I just think Nebraska will be able to move the ball on them.
Agreed.
Move the ball. Nebraska, again, winding back to the original topic. Yes, the running game isn't where it needs to be, but it's not horrible. They have pretty good backs. I don't worry about it as much because they have so many receivers receiving threats, including the tight ends. And Dylan is a smart guy.
The running back that got hurt for number one for Washington, he had 148 yards through like basically a little over two quarters when he got hurt. He's a dynamic running back. He's really, really
That'd
good.
That'd be Jonah Coleman.
Yeah.
He had 16 carries for 148.
16 for 148. So he's averaging about, what's that, about
9.3 a carry.
9.3 a carry against Rutgers.
So when
you're looking at it going like, can we not run the football against him? Because Washington sure did.
Bill, you're a coach. Is the heat a factor in this game? Is it more of a factor for Rutgers than Nebraska?
I would say more of a factor. And then the question's going to be is it 94 and sunny or is it 94 and overcast?
It shows cloudy. The last I saw yesterday is odd. On my phone, it showed 97 and overcast.
So if it's overcast, it takes an advantage away because the sun in their face, 3 o'clock kick, honestly, I don't know if they don't get a break until probably the fourth quarter where it gets behind the stadium a little bit to kind of give it a little bit of shade.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Playing in that. When I say we felt we made a miraculous comeback against Auburn at LSU. In Joe Burrow's first year, drove him down on two fourth down stops, and we almost felt like it really changed because in the last drive, the fourth quarter, when we played great on both sides of the ball, the sun finally went down on our side.
See, it's a fact.
We had the sun right in our face, and it all of a sudden, when the sun went down, it's like all of a sudden we're like a new battery went into us.
Wow,
it really was.
It shouldn't be that way, but
seeing windy that's the way too. Looks like it could be winds up to 25 mile per hour in the game.
Well, I would imagine because if you have let's go to meteorologist Bill.
Okay.
So if you got 95 degree temperature in October, that has to be a strong south wind.
Yeah.
I mean the wind's whipping out of the south to bring that heat up here.
Yeah.
You're not getting 95.
No, you're right.
At this time of year. So once again, I'll just try to.
Thank you.
Gust.
Here's the beautiful.
Gust up to 40 miles per hour.
Oh, good God.
They're saying 8 to 21 mile per hour standard wind, but gust up to 40 miles per hour.
Weird day that's going to be. Now, here's the good news. Here's the good news. And I'm going to tell you something, Bill.
You tell me.
There's a lot of things that Sipple's picked up over the years, and I believe strongly in. I believe strongly in big receivers. I believe strongly in the Big Ten and having big quarterbacks with big hands. They can whip it through wind.
I agree. That's the one thing you have.
That, Jake?
You have that right now.
Yeah.
Dylan can whip the ball.
6'3", 230.
Yeah.
Look at him throw. He just flicks it and it goes 40 yards.
Wind doesn't get you as much. Your concern, kickoffs, not major. Punts, major. That can affect you.
Interesting.
Yeah, that can affect you. It can get in your mind a little bit field goal wise also too.
That's a hard stadium.
Let me throw one thing at you real quick now. Rutgers got a field goal blocked, and it was horrific protection. They just ran between the tight end and the wing, and no one blocked him. And that was the weird play when the guy ran on the field. I mean, but it was like it just got swatted.
What are you doing?
Come on! I looked at the play last night, and they showed, and then when the flag came out, you can see the coach losing his mind.
Oh, I bet,
rightfully so.
And he ran out, and it was like boop, 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 and then bounced off the field like it went and he went and hid back in the group. Oh man!
Yeah.
And the next play, so they're gonna have the ball with time to go score. They're gonna have the ball like at the 40-some yard line. Instead, the next play, Rutgers threw a touchdown pass. I mean, talk about a switch.
Oh,
I mean, it cost him the game.
Oh, God.
It cost him the game.
I feel for that kid.
Yeah,
I do.
Cost him the
freshman.
Game.
Freshman.
Go ahead.
When we come back, Bill's Thrill is Wild Card Wednesday.
Okay.
The Thrill.
On Early Break.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.